I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political stories of the last week. El Dorado-based Murphy Oil CEO David Wood stepped down Wednesday and was replaced by board member Steve Cossey, a former executive vice president and general counsel to the company. Wood, a 17-year veteran of the firm, will also leave the board of directors effective immediately, but will remain as a consultant to Murphy Oil for 1 year. New Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas CEO Dwayne Hiley gave a wide-ranging exclusive interview to Talk Business last week and discussed a number of controversial issues such as global warming, energy independence, renewable fuels, and carbon dioxide taxes. Hiley said carbon control should be the centerpiece of today's energy debate, regardless of a person's perspective on global warming. He also said he favors a carbon tax over a cap-and-trade system of regulation. Richard Bell, Arkansas Secretary of Agriculture, will leave his post on June 30th. In a letter to Governor Beebe, Bell says he's leaving because he's accomplished the work he set out to do when appointed 7 years ago. And also, he said, he's resigning because of health reasons. Bell had been president and CEO of Riceland Foods and worked in international affairs for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Arkansas's jobless rate rose 0.1% to 7.3% in May. It's keeping pace with a national increase in unemployment. Since January, unemployment had fallen from 7.6%. However, Arkansas's rate of 7.3% in May was nearly a full point below the U.S. jobless rate of 8.2%. 1 year ago, state unemployment stood at 8.1%. Lottery director Bishop Woolsey said that a reworked contract will improve the lottery's outlook. The lottery's vendor for scratch-off tickets, Scientific Games, has agreed to lower its payment rate from 1.29% of scratch-off ticket sales to 1.81%, which lottery officials say will mean an additional $430,000 in annual profits for the lottery if sales remain constant. Scientific Games also agreed to give the lottery a $2 million incentive payment toward the future purchase of merchandise. Opponents of an increase in the state's natural gas severance tax say a new study shows that raising the tax would be detrimental to the gas industry in Arkansas. The study was sponsored by the Arkansas Independent Producers and Royalty Owners, also known as APRO. It shows that a flat rate of 7% in the severance tax would be significantly higher than neighboring states due to incentives that lower tax rates based on production. The proposal to raise the severance tax has until July 6th to submit more than 62,500 valid voter signatures to qualify for the November ballot. Governor Mike Beebe said on his return trip from China that he may travel to France this summer for an agricultural-related economic development trip. Apparently, he will. The governor's office released Beebe's schedule on Thursday, saying he will head to France on Friday. The week-long trip will focus on agriculture and economic development. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.